Good morning. Welcome to Provena Healthy Living. I'm your host, Gretchen Wessner. With me today, I have Kathy Richard, director of the HALO program. And Kathy, it's a big day for HALO today, isn't it?
Absolutely. Today, we're going to have the back-to-school children's health, safety, and activity fair from 10 to 2. It will be at the Village Mall.
Okay, so it's the Village Mall today, 10 o'clock till 2 this afternoon. And this is something we've done for the last how many years?
8 years.
Wow, 8 years. It's always a lot of fun. I know my kids have grown up going to the back-to-school health and safety fair, and there's lots of activities. And tell us who all is going to be there this year.
Well, this year we have almost 40 booths that will be there to have an interactive activity with the children. And while the children are doing that fun thing, the parents will be receiving information and resources about what that agency provides to the community. Some of those things that the kids will be doing, we'll have our 7-foot Stuffy there where we unzip his insides and we get to see exactly how his insides work. We will have the Wheel of Success where you can spin the wheel and depending upon what square that you land on, you'll win something. We also will have local dentists there who will be doing free dental screenings. And the dental screenings do satisfy the school requirement of kindergarten, second, and sixth grade. We have the state forms there and we fill them out on the spot and hand them to the parent.
Well, yeah, and I know we recently had the dental days in Danville. So if people missed those days, this is a great opportunity to come out and get that screening done. I mean, a lot of kids go back to school next week, and if you haven't done it yet, this is a great opportunity. I know that there's also like some fun activities like kids making goop or playing putt-putt golf. What other fun things are there?
Well, this year we're going to have something new that's called Movin' and Groovin', and it's actually games, children's games to music. And that will be at the very end of the mall, down there with a little bit of music going on and teaching the kids how to do those types of dances. We know that in order to stay healthy, we have to exercise, and especially children need less screen time and they need to move for at least 1 hour per day. That's the minimum requirement. So hopefully while they're at the children's health fair, they will be able to get that 1 hour requirement in.
And, you know, it's real important that it's not just the activities and the fun. And like you said, we're talking about healthy behaviors. I assume we're going to have some things there about what's in a cigarette or why smoking is bad for you, why littering is bad.
Both of those things. Keep Vermillion County Beautiful will be there. And I think I have heard that Mr. Spotless will be there. And you know what his motto is, no litter outside, right? So he'll be there to remind children of that. We will also have the child identification program there, where kids will get fingerprinted, they do voice imprint on a CD, they take a picture, and then they give that to the parent. We also will have the Kruger Black Belt Academy there, and they will be doing a demonstration at 12:45 at Center Court. We also will have Young Men Aware there, and we will be doing some type of a jump rope or some type of an exercise activity.
Well, it sounds like an awful lot of fun and a good chance to get a lot of information about health and safety resources available in the area. I want to say I heard something about winning a $50 grocery card.
Yes, we want to remind everyone that they have to start at the registration table. That's where you get your Provena bag to carry all your goodies in. Also, the children will get their lucky ticket there, and they might win prizes throughout the fair. And then the parents, every parent who fills out a parent survey, I have 4 $50 grocery cards from County Market. Every parent who completes that survey and turns it in, they have a chance to win one of those cards.
Well, that alone is a good reason to come out, because I know everybody could use 50 extra bucks to buy groceries with.
Absolutely. You do not have to be present to win the grocery card, but the children do have to be there in order to win a prize.
Okay, right. Because it is, I mean, that's after all, it is a back to school children's health, safety, and activity fair. And certainly it could be another responsible guardian. You could be grandparents, you could bring your grandchildren out. It doesn't have to be just the parent.
No, exactly right. Whoever in your family, as long as they are responsible for that child, they can bring that child and participate fully in all of the events.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time, so I want to recap for everybody again. It's 10 o'clock this morning, so you don't have a lot of time to think about it, but we are going to be open till 2, and that is at the Village Mall. It's the HALO Back to School Children's Health and Safety and Activity Fair. So get your kids, get your grandkids, and come on out. Obviously, rain or shine, because it's inside the mall, so it's not weather dependent, and we'd like to see everybody there. Anything else you want to tell folks, Kathy?
Just if you have any questions or concerns, you can call Kathy at HALO Project at 442-6587.
Oh, great. And also one last thing is that activities like this that HALO does do, all are supported by funds from the Festival of Trees. So when you go and you bring your kids to have fun at Festival of Trees, remember that money's coming back to you and our community through activities just like this. So we appreciate the support on Festival of Trees as well. Like I said, I'm over time. So thanks so much for being with us here today. Head on out to the mall this afternoon, and we'll see you next week on Purvina Healthy Living.